What's this I'm sensing? A little mortal. All ready for me to snatch up. How delicious. Your mind must be a little broken for me to be able to touch it through the realms. Is life ever so hard for you? Is it driving you mad? Well, don't you worry. I'm going to make it all better. You don't have to fret over all that nastiness anymore. Mommy's here for you. Oh, you can't lie to me. I'm right here in your mind. I can see your thoughts whizzing around like little flies, all distressed and panicked. Of course I can. Easily. I can fix all your troubles. Just like that. I can quiet your worried little mind. All you have to do is give yourself to me. Surrender your will, your thoughts, your very being. I'll take it all and leave you with peace and silence. Now, doesn't that sound nice? Don't be scared. You'll enjoy it. It's going to make you so happy. I'll pluck away every piece of you until you're an adorable little drooling idiot. And don't worry. I won't just leave you there. I'm going to take you home with me. There are so many fun things I can do with a brainless little servant. Doesn't that sound just perfect? As to what kind of fun? Well, let's just say you don't need to think to feel good. You say no, but I can feel your brain swirling with excitement. You secretly want it, don't you? You want Mommy to take away all of your responsibilities, all of your silly little choices. Yes, I think you do. Just submit to me, and I'll take control. I'll tell you what you should do, what you should think. You'll be my precious little moron, always with a stupid, darling grin on your face. You'll never have to suffer, ever again. Without all those unnecessary thoughts, you'll be able to focus on the really important things. Like making me feel good. Like enjoying it when I make you feel good, and being my precious little plaything that I can do whatever I want with. Doesn't that just sound better? And what do you really need your brain for anyway? Is it making you happy? Are you using it for anything important? I can see all your memories, and they tell me that the answer is no. Yes, I can make much better use of it. You see, it's taken you this long to even wonder who or what I am. You've been too transfixed by my voice to even question it. Well, I suppose you'd call me an eldritch whore. Quite a rude term, honestly. You don't think I'm horrible, do you? Oh, of course you don't. You're too taken in by my mere voice to think otherwise. Owen, don't worry. It isn't just my voice that's transfixing. When you get to see me, you'll be very happy. I'm crafting a form that your mind can understand as we speak. Drawing on your personal taste to make something irresistible. You have some truly perverse preferences. I love it. But you won't get to see me until you've fully submit. You need to offer everything to me fully. Once you do that, I can reach into your reality and whisk you away. Oh, silly thing. You're scared. This is exactly the sort of thing that you don't need. The sort of thing I can take away forever. You'll just have to be brave for Mommy. I know it's frightening, but you can't pull away from me. Even a little. Bear your soul to me and I'll make you mine. This just won't do. You're making an effort, but it simply isn't enough. You need to dig deep, sweetie. Don't be selfish. Give up. Give yourself up in your entirety. Trust that I'll make good use of you and that I'll make you happy. Just think, you'll get to be a good little puppet for being beyond your understanding. I'm better than you. In the best way, I can do things to you that you've never even realized you wanted. You're closer. Just picture yourself growing limp. Relax your muscles and then let go of your thoughts. Let them drift right out of your head. Yes, every breath makes you more relaxed, more content. And more mindless. Let it all float away. Yes, that's it. You're almost there. Just a little bit. Oh, yes. Oh, it's been so long. Finally, I can touch reality again. Well, what do you think? I made this body just for you. Well, the tentacles are a necessity. Any form I take has to have them. But let's be honest, I've been in your subconscious. You love them. The things I'll do to you. Come here. Don't they feel good? So warm and slimy, yet so strong. I can hold you so safe and tight in these tentacles. Oh, you can feel me working, can't you? Those silly little thoughts are slipping away one by one. It won't be long until they're all gone. Then you'll be Mommy's perfect little pet. So dumb and obedient. Oh, don't worry about that. That's none of your concern. You don't have to think about anything anymore. I suppose I can tolerate your curiosity just a little while before it's all gone. You see, you're not the only person I have an effect on. Everybody nearby is losing their minds. Shh, shh. Don't worry. They don't matter. They're just little ants scurrying about. Maybe I'll grab a few after I'm finished with you for a snack. Or maybe even as playmates for you. My precious little toy. You could pick out a few if you like. Oh, what am I saying? He won't be smart enough to pick. I'll pick some for you then. Won't that be fun? Don't you spare another thought for them. You have precious few remaining, after all. Just focus on how good this feels. No worries, no pain. Just an empty little head that can only feel bliss. Feel my tentacles sliding over your body. You like them, don't you? They're all you have to care about. They can do so many fun things. You'll get to experience every last one of them. Doesn't that feel wonderful? No, doesn't that sound wonderful? Ooh, I like that answer. If you say so. That's right, honey. You should only think things if I tell you to. There's no point in any independence, any free will. What has any of that ever gotten you anyway? You're better off without it. Perfect. Your mind is nice and quiet now. An empty landscape for me to mold and shape as I see fit. You're going to become something truly special. I'll come back for your playmates. Right now, I'm taking you home. Reality is nice, but home is always coziest, don't you think? Oh, of course you don't. You can't. But you'll see. It's so peaceful here. If you still had the ability to think for yourself, you would have gone mad the second I brought you in. The space doesn't obey the rules of your world. You'd go completely insane trying to understand what you're seeing. That's just one of the reasons that I did you a favor by emptying your mind. You'll be nice and safe in here. There aren't any mean, nasty people to yell at you. Nobody to make you feel sad or embarrassed or afraid. You don't have to work to live or make any hard decisions. It's the ultimate safe space. Now, show that you're grateful to me for taking away your thoughts and bringing you here. Say, thank you, Mommy. Very good, sweetie. You're most welcome. I'm going to take such good care of you. I'll keep you fed, bathed, and dressed up in the cutest little outfits. Oh, my friends will just die when they see how adorable you are. You'll like them, because I'll tell you to. We'll play all sorts of fun games, but at the end of the day, you'll be mine, and mine alone. Nobody else is ever going to play around with your hollow little brain except me. Now, come here and give Mommy a kiss.